This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At a conference in South Africa today, the British pharmaceutical company GlaxoSmithKline presented data from a study showing its vaccine for malaria works quite well. If European regulators go on to approve it, the shots could make it to clinics around the world within 2 years. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is in London. Stephen, malaria remains a key problem holding back the developing world?
Yes, indeed. I mean, born by mosquitoes, this disease still kills around 660,000 people a year, most of them children in sub-Saharan Africa. Glaxo's vaccine, known as RTSS, has proved not perfect, but quite effective in combating the disease. In African trials, it cut by half the number of malaria cases in young children. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation helped finance the development of the medicine. If approved, it will be sold at cost price plus 5% to finance further research. But the aid agency Oxfam says that will still be too expensive. They argue that the worst afflicted countries are the poorest on the planet. So this vaccine, says Oxfam, will effectively have to be free. So it will require a lot more subsidy if it is to be deployed.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard.